Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Today is World TB Day, and here's a fact that will help you understand how important that is. One in three people across the world right now is infected with tuberculosis. Billions of carriers of dormant TB are there, which can become active at any time. Some have called TB the forgotten plague. TB has not gone away, and we see that in a new frontline documentary, TB, The Silent Killer. It airs tomorrow on KLRN PBS at 9 o'clock.
Although cases of TB have been falling worldwide in recent years, now new drug-resistant strains are emerging and spreading. As with HIV, the only effective way of tackling these drug-resistant strains is to use a combination of medications. But the treatment is complex, and the side effects toxic. What's more, because many countries lack good diagnostic testing, few people with MDR get the right treatment.
Jezza Newman is the director of that documentary, Frontline. TB, Silent Killer, airs tomorrow on KLRN at 9 o'clock. Jezza, welcome to The Source.
Thank you very much for having me here. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So you look at TB and how it is a silent killer. Tell me, what do we learn by watching your documentary?
I mean, I think for starters, we sort of learn several things, I think. First of all, we learn about TB and how this disease, thought of as something of the past, is very real and present, and how it's mutated into far more infectious types of the disease, which are a lot harder to treat, and we're treating them with old medicines that were developed, 40 to 70 years ago. So on that level, you will see and learn something about this. And on the other hand, I think we see an inspirational story of one young girl. There are two families in this film, and both offer a lot, but Nokbega, I think, stays with you because of what she goes through in her life, and she comes out the other side still with her smile and the twinkle in her eye, and she's the little girl who loves pink, loves to collect flowers, loves to dance, and could be the little girl next door. So hopefully what the film does is bring Swaziland, this strange place people probably haven't even heard of, brings it to your front door here in America and helps people to relate to something that may seem a long way away. And my hope is that just, by watching the film, learning a bit about it, maybe people will then go forward and find out more. And maybe when they're driving to work the next day and they're stuck in traffic, they'll cast their mind back to Nokbega, remember what she went through and where she's at.
Tuberculosis, it's an airborne bacterial infection easily spread by coughing. It can be fatal, lies dormant in the body for many years. Almost 11 million people in the United States are infected by TB, and they don't even know it. I mean, how can that be?
Yeah, well, that's because the TB bacteria is a complex bacteria. And basically, if your immune system is strong, it will fight the bacteria and defeat it, but it kind of defeats it into submission rather than killing it off completely. So what happens is it sits in your body, and many people will die of old age and never know they had it. But what happens is if your immune system is then compromised, then that bacteria will take hold and start to thrive because the immune system that suppressed it won't be able to contain it any longer. So that's why people may get sick from TB purely because they contracted HIV or they suffered from another debilitating illness such as cancer or diabetes as well is another disease that will cause a lowered immune system and therefore allow TB to take hold.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to get to that point about diabetes, how that will definitely strain a person's immune system, and then that would allow TB to take hold of the lungs, and it can be horrible.
Yeah, the worst part about it is obviously if you contract ordinary TB, then the treatment, you know, if you adhere to the treatment, it, you know, it's fine, it's bearable, it's okay. You know, people go through worse. The worry is these new drug resistant strains, and particularly because in the past, when people contracted MDR, multi-drug resistant TB, it was really because they defaulted on their drugs. So if you like, it was kind of isolated to the person that defaulted, whereas now they're seeing these forms of MDR, you can actually pass those directly on. So you may have no TB whatsoever, and if somebody with MDR passes the bacteria to you, you will start with MDR. You won't start lower down with ordinary TB. And that's the worry, because the treatment for that, as I said before, is archaic, it's old, it's highly toxic, and it has horrible side effects.
So since it is an airborne disease spread by coughing and sneezing, so when you have many people living in one household sharing a common space like that, then you, if one person's going to have it, they're going to spread it to everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what happened with the little girl in the film. She contracted it from her mother because she slept in the same bed as her mother because they're living in one hut. And so she caught it from her. And it's the same here. That's why, you know, we used to see TB was prevalent in the West, you know, in those days when we had workers living in cramped conditions and in poor quality housing and poor nutrition. But as the West got richer and our living conditions increased, we're not seeing those same cramped conditions. However, ironically, we kind of are now. You know, as the economies have faltered, we are seeing poverty levels rise in the West. I mean, my last Frontline documentary was about poor kids. It was about children growing up in poverty in America. And it was people needing to use food banks and people living in family shelters, you know. And that's the sorts of environments where you will start to see TB taking hold again.
So we're looking at the MDR TB, which is the multi-drug resistant TB. So this is like a super TB, really hard to beat down. And is there, are there some strains out there that are, you just can't even treat?
Yeah, it's this horrible rolling scale of you start with regular TB and then you move to drug resistant, which means one of the drugs isn't working. You then move to multi-drug, which means it's two. Then you head to extremely drug resistant, which is three, and your life expectancy is severely compromised. And then even now they are now seeing cases of what they call TDR, which is totally drug resistant, which is obviously a death sentence.
All right, Jeza Newman, he's the director of TB, The Silent Killer. It is a Frontline documentary, airs on PBS here in San Antonio on KLRN at 9 o'clock. Jeza, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.